you said.
Of course, they had corrals. They didn't call them corrals then. I don't know. I mean, we didn't. Of course, I didn't know much about them. Mm-hmm. They had probably made out of rails in the earlier days. Mm-hmm. Enclosure where they kept the stock. Mm-hmm.
Was the pasture usually fenced in?
Well, in my time, they were. And, of course, now there's areas that they had open range, but then it'd be pretty hard matter to catch your horses if you had them out on the open, so most of them enclosed, either by rail fence or a wire fence.
Now, what did they, could you describe the rail fences?
Well, no, I don't know too much about a rail fence. There's several different types of rail fence. The kind we use here, I don't know how to describe it. They were zigzag, you know. Now you take up in Canada and up in the north, they drove two stakes up and put the rails down between the two poles. And they have a name for it, but I've forgotten what it is. Mm-hmm. But there's several different types of rail fences.
Mm-hmm. What about different types of wire fences?
Woven wire and barbed wire fence.
What was the first kind?
Woven wire. In my time, woven wire was used with probably a couple of barbed wire strands on top of it. Mm-hmm. I've got the scar on the little finger for one of those when I jumped off and got hung on barbed wire. And the treatment back in those days was to wash it real well and put sugar on it, turpentine sugar.
Oh. What about if you were putting up a barbed wire fence? Those things that you would string the wire across, they were called?
The posts. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that you'd use to dig the holes?
Post hole there. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, I imagine in the earlier days, probably dug the hole with a crowbar, a bar, possibly got it started that way, and then took a heavy hammer or a maul and drove a lot of the posts. Now that's something I never had any experience with, but then I have observed.
Right.
And then they had an arrangement made, kind of like a jack on a car, to stretch the barbed wire. Stretch the top.
Well, what kind of fence would you call it? The type that you might have around your front yard, around your garden?
You mean a fence that was cut out of wood?
Right.
They call it a paling fence.
Paling.
A lot of them are cut out with an axe somewhere. I don't know how it's done. And then they usually sharpen them and then nail them up. To, I don't know whether two or what they use to nail them. So they call that a paling fence.
Is that the same thing as what some people might call a picket fence?
Because picket fence was modern and it was made out of lumber that was sawed into one to threes or something like that, painted white. Mm-hmm. But the earlier fence, they had to cut those out like you would a rail fence, I presume. I never did see it done. Mm-hmm. But some of the earlier fence were made by hand and cut out by hand and then nailed up. Mm-hmm. Lumber wasn't dressed.
Mm-hmm. Are there any walls or fences around here made out of loose stone or rock?
In the early days in Carroll County, you'd find quite a few rock fences. And there's remains of some of them yet in certain parts of the county. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I assume that they picked these rocks up off of the farm so they could cultivate it and just made rock fences out of them. I don't know for sure about that. Because the rock fences were here when I came.